Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM, WROL. We're also at WROLradio.com and also at WROL on the iHeartRadio app. And of course, as you know, as I always remind you, that you can hear the program right after it airs on WROL at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also connect with the show. You can also connect with the people on the show and different things there. So CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I put together my homily for last Sunday, which you heard yesterday. So last Sunday is only 2 days ago. So I put together my homily for Sunday, and we played that yesterday. But there was something in my research that I discovered. As I've told you, when I do a homily, I don't use anything that I had before. I always put my homily together and research it anew each and every time. Actually, one of the reasons why I have that is I picked it up from an idea that Bishop Fulton Sheen, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, taught, which he said that after you taught a class, which I don't do, tear up your notes and do your whole class again, you know, arrange your class again. And the reason is, obviously, so you're not teaching the same thing exactly the same way, word for word, et cetera, over a period of years. You know, you're teaching the exact same course. Always make it new. So I do the same thing with my homilies. I always work to make them new. So I research them every single week. And I've been doing this for years. And then when I research them, then I put my homily together and everything else. And you know, sometimes I'll look at the readings, I'll make a decision on what I think I should do. And actually, I shouldn't say sometimes, most of the time. And what happens is after I put my research together, I come up with something, a whole different concept than what I originally planned to do, which is another good reason not to just look at the reading and then come up with a homily off the top of your head or within a few minutes afterwards. Always do some research. And as you know, I put together quite a bit using Verbum software. At the same time, I come up with a whole bunch of notes, some of which I can use, some of which I can't. And this particular week, I came up with 9 pages of notes. Usually the average is about 12, so it's a little less than what I normally come up with. But anyway, it's there. Usually it's about 12. But it can go anywhere. The week before, we had 25, so we're still at the average. And what I use for my resources, of course, I get them through Verbum, is things like the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Catechism of the Council of Trent, the Fathers of the Church, there's different commentaries that I have, and things like that. So I put all that together. Well, it was in light of that that, as you heard me touch on my homily yesterday, but one of the things I really was fascinated by, and it struck me intensely, and that was something that came from St. Augustine, I believe. And as I go over my notes and as I'm doing the talking here, and one of the things that he came out with is this fascinating reality that this is well known. We are not able to encounter God directly. We're just not. We don't have the physical ability to encounter God directly in the fullness of his glory. And if we were to do so, according to many parts of the Old Testament, we would die immediately. So we can encounter Christ, and we do have that encounter with Christ as the second person of the Trinity. But to encounter God in his full glory is not possible. The only one who came close to that was Moses. And even Moses was told by God, it's in the book of Exodus, that he could not encounter God in the fullness of his glory, but he encountered God more than anybody else. He saw God more than anybody else. And of course, when we're talking about the God he saw, obviously the God we worship, the only God, you know, the question is, was this the Trinity? Was this the Father? Was this Jesus? That is not made clear in the book of Exodus. All we know is that he had this face-to-face encounter with God. He could not experience the fullness of the glory of God, and he is the only one. So we recognize that intense reality. So as I'm going through my various research, and discover all these things, I learned something that was just so powerful. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path, so be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back. And before the break, we were talking about that understanding that God reveals himself, we see, to Moses. The only person he actually fully revealed himself to is Moses. And we see that whole reality in not in his full glory, but in more of his glory than you would find than he revealed to others. So what this brings out is this powerful principle that God reveals himself to those who are able to experience the revelation of God and to the level that they are able to experience the revelation of God. So we understand that simple truth, but it's a profound truth. So I want you to kind of look at it this way. We all have experiences of God, which is why we come to church and we seek to know the Lord. We don't have the experience that Moses had. We weren't on the mountain. We weren't there as he was writing the Ten Commandments, God. But there is something even more fascinating about that, because Moses was on the mountain with God. He was on the mountaintop with God. But the rest of the Hebrew people, which is what they were called at the time, the rest of the Hebrew people who were at the bottom of the mountain were also freed from slavery by God, but they weren't at the top of the mountain with Moses because they couldn't be on the top. They weren't ready yet. And we can see that by the fact that they eventually engage in idolatry. They were not at a point in their understanding of God to be able to have God reveal himself to them. So it was Moses who did it, and Moses who teaches them, because they weren't able to be in the presence of God. So every person of faith has some revelation or some gift from God where they can experience God. But none of us are going to experience the full glory of God until we are in heaven, because at that point we are able to understand. We can't do that here, but we are surrounded by people who at this point do not know God at all. They may reject God completely, and part of why is they are not at all in a position to encounter God. They're not there yet. Part of our reason to evangelize is to be able to open the door so eventually they can be in the presence of God. This is why it's so important to understand that our faith is at a deeper level than just a simple code of conduct or just a simple teaching on morality. It is more than that. It is an encounter with God, and we encounter God to the level that our faith enables us to, where we are open to our experience with God. So you see that. I hope that it's very profound, so it can be difficult to explain. So we're surrounded by people who reject God. We're surrounded by people that want to eliminate the whole Christianity from this country, and we're surrounded by people who want to do that. But part of the reason is they've never encountered God, and the reason why they haven't encountered God, because they're not able at this point, because they're not open to it at this point, just as the Hebrews at the time weren't open to experience God in his fullness, even though they were led by Moses, who was the top of the mountain, who was able to experience God at a far more profound level than any other human being had done so. We're going to talk about more about this tomorrow, but in the meantime, thank you for listening and have yourself a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.